Hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Okay, everyone ready? Will you sing with me, standing in unison?
Okay, be seated.
That is the best start of a show I think we've had in a while.
Absolutely.
Oh, hands down. We might as well quit. We can't get any better than that.
Oh, it's definitely not going to get any better. we might as well just quit.
No chance.
It's probably best for everyone involved if we just walk away. Well, hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, they are bringing back Bob and Doug McKenzie. So we got pushed all the way off the charts.
We're down to like 4 a.m.
I don't know what we're going to be talking about today.
I wish I could be that awesome. But, well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
Pleasure to be here. The basement is nice and damp.
And good old boy Mike.
I'm still here in spite of the nationwide, ban that I have to enter the country of Canada. So, there's that.
Banned once again.
It's not the only place you're banned.
That's true.
At this point, it's easier to figure out the places that you're
you
not
can
banned.
That's right. Yeah. I agree. I keep that on a card in my wallet. Yep.
And joining us today is Made Man Jeff.
Hello, everybody.
And you might know Jeff. He has a blog called Whiskey Fellow. So check it out. Very popular blog. Very good writer. Knows what he's talking about. So. And we are broadcasting today from the lovely Whiskey House.
Yeah, it was really great. The Whiskey House was kind enough to host us to record today. So we are truly surrounded by whiskey on 360 degrees for sure.
Entire sphere.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well,
and it's located in beautiful Sunnyvale, California.
Yes, it is. It's in Moose Knuckle, Saskatchewan. So... Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, pretty much anything you can drink. And this is a whiskey episode today, and here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing. From Found North, we have an 8-year-old Canadian Batch 5, a 17-year-old Canadian Batch 3, a 17-year-old Canadian Batch 6, and an 18-year-old Canadian, and which is the best kind because you don't go to jail for that one. Mm. And from, I don't know, that might be different in Canada. And then from Two Souls Spirits, we have 4 different whiskeys. We have a 4-year, 4-month from Watershed Distillery. We have a 6-year, 11-month from Finger Lakes Distilling, an 8-year-old from Yahara Bay, and an 8-year-old weeded from Finger Lakes Distilling.
That's a lot of whiskey.
Yeah.
I think Brent is up to the challenge.
I might be.
So you need to come down to the Florida studio more. We do 8 every week.
Well, I worked on stretching exercises for my drinking elbow. So, but, I only had enough time to do my right elbow. My left elbow, not fully, prepared for the day.
Is that what you tell everybody at the house, that it's your drinking elbow?
That's correct.
And that's why one forearm is so much strangely larger
than
the other, Popeye?
Yes, that is exactly how it goes,
You know what your mother told you? She said you'd go blind if you do that. Have you ever noticed Popeye?
Well, no,
Just saying. Yeah. Think about it. The best looking chick in town's olive oil and they were fighting over. So,
well, you know, have you ever like moseyed up to a bar and the bartender goes, oh, drink an elbow? You know, so, or in Canada, they go, hey, how about your drinking elbow, eh? So there you go.
What's this about?
Yeah. Wait, you guys are, you're saying that's not even close. All right, we'll see if I can go for it. What am I doing here, Bob?
Sips ratings, please. All right.
We will be tasting and discussing these whiskeys, and I use that loose term in rating these with these Sips ratings plus our signature downs. Signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. I sound like Brent in my best Canadian. A, hoser, give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Hey, you with the hairy legs. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
I wouldn't use that term with a bartender, so. Yeah. Hey, mom, so this is interesting. What was that again? That's a Saskatchewan, you know, Canadian, so if you didn't know, so. Hey, so over here in the west side of, by Hudson Bay, eh? So let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
And like number five, like we're really telling the people of British Columbia, why don't you just like be part of Seattle? So, oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. They should just reclaim, you know, British Columbia.
And I mean, how was it you guys lost all the radio stations in Canada? Well, we did a show with the boss, and
it is a good start, you know. So yes, we love all of our Canadian listeners, at least like three of them. So yeah.
All right. Well, let's have Brent tell us about our first whiskey today.
Thanks, Bob. The first one's Found North is a blender that focuses on blending aged Canadian whiskeys. Unlike other Canadian whiskey blenders, their goal isn't to make a smooth and easy drinking product for the mass market. They look to blend whiskeys with flavor and character. They don't use coloring or additives, and we release non-chill filtered batches at cask strength. So this first one we have is Found North. It's an 8-year Canadian, batch 5, cask strength, 58.1% ABV, 116.2 proof. The mash bill is 73% corn and 27% wheat. This has got that light, really light copper color, like a dark straw almost. On the nose, I'm getting a lot of pepper, vanilla, cherries. On the palate just got this great mouthfeel to it. The first thing that comes off right away for me is the black peppers and the cloves, and you know, I get cherries, vanilla. I get a lot of roasted nuts on there, some cinnamon. Tobacco, maple. It's a flavor bomb for sure.
It's a cornucopia.
Yeah, it is. It's a flavor bomb. I mean, there's so many things that come through with this. Every time you go back and taste it again, you know, you get something else to it. But the finish on it, nice medium finish. You know, some of those flavors pop through more than others on the finish, but overall, it's a very nice drinker. They did what they were intended to do. They came out with something that was
did not suck.
Right. They didn't blend it for the masses, you know. So, Jeff.
So one thing that's interesting that got left out of the description is these guys that make this are not Canadian.
Oh,
they are Americans.
Yeah,
but they take Canadian whiskey.
One of our greatest contributions to Canada is we export our distillers across the border.
It could be.
They need a few good hockey players in Canada. That's what they need. But we will send our distillers in lieu of that. So,
but I mean, these guys typically do a great job. I am looking at batch 3 cask strength, which is a 17-year Canadian. It's 55.1 ABV, 110.2.
Nope.
Oh, we're not moving ahead just yet.
We're not to that one yet.
Yeah. No, you're going to talk about the same one I talked about.
So, no, did you like the first one?
I love the first
one. And yeah. I think that's, you know, where it was interesting. This opening salvo was just set everything up going, wow. I think that I walked into this, you know, going, oh, you know what? This is going to be some swill from, you know, ADL or from Hiram Walker. And, you know, this is just going to taste like some giant macro Canadian blended. No. Not at all. Actually, this was really, really tasty. You know, the thing I loved about the nose, it was very balanced. It was kind of floral, and I wasn't expecting that. I was really looking for that abrasive, you know, Alberta, you know, rye spice bomb. You know, I thought it was actually very tasty for an 8-year. I think that was the other thing that was very surprising is that most of the Canadian that I actually like is usually in advanced stage, much like Scotch. You know, I think that if you're drinking a Canadian that's probably less than 15 years, why, you know? But yeah, for an 8-year Canadian blend, holy cow.
No, I think these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think, Bob?
Well, that's the thing about Canadian whiskey. It's the analogy that I always use is if you remember back in the day when Four Roses, who makes some of the finest bourbon on earth, were really almost not even in the American market. And they were taking all the whiskey that they're still making today and literally blending it down and making just, you know, this not so great product. And in Canada, they make great whiskey in Canada. I've had lots of great whiskey in Canada.
No, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
But, you know, they tend to blend it down in huge swimming pools to, you know, make this, you know, the stuff that's, and I get it. I mean, that's 99.5%
of
their market.
Is that like a swimming pool in like gallons or liters, man?
It's, yeah, they have the ability to make great whiskey. They have made great whiskey, but the blending philosophy that they've followed for the last 100 years brings it down. And if they would just bottle the stuff that they're making without doing that, I think you'd be surprised. Well, again, I've had some really great Canadian whiskey.
Our blending is superior because we do it in like liters instead of gallons. That's the way we do it, Hoser.
Do you want to say how Canadian whiskey is actually made?
You know, they do it the same here.
So. You sound like a keener, man.
So, but I mean, you know, this one's lovely. It's, you know, fruit. It's got it's very front palate for me, but it's got some spice to it. It's sweet. I get a burnt caramel. It's got a medium long finish, you know, overall a nice whiskey.
And if you're not familiar with blending terms in Canada, everything is done as a wheat whiskey, a corn whiskey, whatever, a rye.
Hey, we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing some lovely whiskeys from Found North. We just finished wrapping up talking about their 8-year Canadian Batch 5. And we're going to be rating the 8-year Canadian Batch 5 Found North a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Jeff tell us about that one.
Thank you. So this is a 17-year Canadian. It's batch 3 cask strength, 55.1 ABV, 110.2 proof. It's made from a mash bill of 64% rye, 32% corn, and 4% barley, and aged in American oak. So this one has a bright gold color. And on the nose, I smelled mint, nutmeg, and then things got sweet with butterscotch, a lot of tropical fruits, and almost a vanilla bomb at the end. palate-wise, it tasted nutmeg, orange, and honey. Then I came up on the middle with a pear and ginger, and the back was oak, cinnamon, and vanilla. The finish was interesting. It was a medium length. Ginger was the first thing that was there, and then rye spice and cinnamon. And I thought overall this was very enjoyable.
Mm. Yeah, I did as well. I really, again, when you move to a different age statement, I mean, you know, we've always had this conversation is, you know, age better. I love that episode that we did with this cast, you know, a couple of years ago. So go back and check it out. But yeah, for 17, I was like, okay, this has got kicked up, you know, and this is probably a good sweet spot. And at least in the flight that we had, I was like, wow, okay. So we have other, you know, 17, 18, you know, right after this to talk about. But this really set things up, I think, for the rest of the palate and going, okay, we're serious about what we're doing here. So I really love this. I thought it was fantastic. I would drink this neat. I would have it on the rocks. You know, I would give this to my, you know, first cousin, you know, probably a relative that I like. Yeah. This was really
so good. So you would drink it in a box? You would drink it with a fox?
I will, yes.
You would drink it here or there?
You will drink it anywhere.
Yeah. I am Mike. I am.
It sounds like...
Bloody favoritism!
Yes, so there you go.
That Mike I am. That Mike I am. I do not like that Mike I am. It's got a great... I mean, on the nose, it's very perfumey. I get a little bit of a hint of flower on it, but I also get that little bit of mint. But on the palate, I'm picking up... You know, tons of blood orange, a lot of baking spice, and it's got a really nice full palate that just coats your tongue front, back, middle, sides. You know, an excellent whiskey. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, this one to me, when I hit the palate, was just cherries came out first, and then all those other flavors came out with the cinnamons, the clove, the pepper, and a little bit of vanilla on that. Very enjoyable. I mean, this is probably one of, you know, if we've already tasted all of these, this is probably one of the best ones for the day. Hmm. Don't think many things are going to get too much better than this one, people.
What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I said I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was really fantastic. And, you know, like I said, great advanced age. Let's rate her up, Bob.
All right, well, let's do the Found North 17-year Canadian. Well,
let's rate her up, man.
Batch.
What's our rating on number two there, Bob?
Is 4 sips.
Oh, cool.
That's classified.
And now I'll read about the next whiskey we're going to go through is Found North, 18-year Canadian. This is batch 4, cask strength, 62.4 ABV. And for you Canadians that can't do math, that's 124.8 proof. This mash bill.
That's also for the lawyers.
It's 80% corn, 19% rye, 1% barley. Here. And this is actually aged in Hungarian oak. And that was the first thing that caught my attention. Have you guys had anything else that was finished in Hungarian oak?
I have.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Yes. That did not ring a bell with me. And so I charged into this going, I have absolutely no idea what this is going to taste like. You know,
it's a lot more popular in the Scotch world. And I wouldn't say popular, like there's a lot of it. But yeah, you see it more over in the UK.
I was going to say you're going to see it more and more.
Oh, absolutely. I would imagine. Yeah. But, you know, as far as a Canadian whiskey that had been finished in Hungarian oak, I was like, I don't think I've been, you know, exposed to something like that before.
It's Canada. It's not like they have trees there. Anymore.
Well, you know, so I was wondering, I'm like, is this going to happen?
Well, I mean, not anymore after the fires.
I think they burned them all down by this point.
Yeah. Is this going to be?
Fire hosers.
Is this going to have more vanilla on it, more wood? Is the wood going to be very different? You know, and when I think about, you know, some of the other hardwoods, you know, that have been used, you know, in Scotland or in other parts of the world, I'm like, wow, this could be really abrasive, you know. I think was kind of where my radar was just kind of naturally heading. So I was pleasantly surprised. You know, on the nose, I picked up those something sweet, honey dates or, you know, some kind of sweet fruit of some kind. There was some kind of orange on it, maybe a tangerine or tangelo. It was, you know, probably a sweeter, you know, style of orange off of it. On the palate, the first thing I picked up was that wood, that Hungarian wood. And it has a kind of a leathery quality about it. But it's definitely, you know, very balanced. The other fruits that I picked up on the palate were kind of like plums and stone fruit and all those, you know, dark fruits. You know, I thought this was, you know, really good, outstanding. I would have this all day long for sure. What do you think about it, Bub?
A lovely whiskey. On the nose, I got that sweetness. It's almost like the sugar syrup on like baklava, you know, that sticky kind of pastry. I get a little bit of brown sugar. I get a cedar note in the tip of the nose. And on the palate, I got loads of cocoa, dark toffee. I got a little bit of astringency. I got some walnuts in there. But, you know, a really interesting whiskey.
Hmm.
What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, this one had this beautiful mouth coating to it. It just came through. It reminded me right away of a nice bourbon, you know, instead of a Canadian, any kind of Canadian whiskey.
So Brent gave it an 11.
I gave 11. No, because so, you had the caramel, the toffee, the you know, the cherries, the nutmeg, the pepper. It was very well balanced. Not as good as, I didn't like it as much as the previous expression, and it's hard to go back. You know, when you got them next to each other, it's hard not to compare them.
I think of all the people at the table that would say, you know, this tastes pretty close to a Canadian bourbon. It was you. I'm like, well, yeah, no. As much as people in Saskatchewan would like, hey, Hoser, we're making bourbon here. You know, I don't think so. So,
what'd you think, Jeff?
I really, really enjoyed this one. It was a toss-up for me between this and the previous.
Between bourbon and Canadian whiskey?
No. it was a toss-up between the previous one and this one. You know, I found a lot of sweet fruits. I found a lot of cocoa, a lot of coffee. And this was hitting all of the points that I just love in whiskey. And I was very happy with this one.
Hmm.
Well, we're going to be rating the Found North 17-year Canadian Batch 6 cask strength. Well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that leaves us with our last one from Found North. It's an 18-year Canadian Batch 4 cask strength, 62.4% ABV, 124.8. It's got a mash bill, 80% corn, 19% rye, 1% barley, also Hungarian oat. So, got a very nice color to it, sort of lightly dark copper penny. It's got a really nice rim to it. On the nose, I get honey. I get a citrus, orange, a little bit of lime. There's an almost raisiny note to it. On the palate, on the palate, definitely I get that mocha. I get a little bit of the cocoa on it. Sort of dark, dried fruit. And a nice nuttiness on the finish that comes out as it runs off of your off the back of your palate. What did you think, Brent?
So the other three expressions all came forward with like cherries or berries and stuff. And this one, to me, the orange came out on it. The orange, you know, was a predominant, you know, fruit flavor for me. But, you know, it still had the sweetness to it, has, you know, a little bit of spiciness. It's not as spicy as some of the others, but very well-rounded, very, very balanced. It's enjoyable. Nice mouthfeel, nice finish, nice sipper all day. Jeff?
I don't think there was anything not to like about this, which, you know, as Brent said, a lot of orange came out. I found a lot of cherry and plum as well. And this was just, this is something you could sip all day long and be happy.
Yeah, this was full continuity of the same theme, you know, that we had set up, you know, for the 17 that followed into the 18. In fact, you know, much of my tasting notes were almost identical and exactly the same. You know, that orange thing that you mentioned, Brent, seemed to be, you know, probably the predominant element of the nose, you know, for this one. That was the thing that really jumped out at me. It wasn't just like one variety of oranges. It was like four or five, you know, different style of oranges. And so, you know, it was really cool to be able to have something that was still really, really, really good. There was something I didn't like about this, Jeff, though.
Which was?
They did not send us full-size bottles. No. So I would really like it if you would send us back some full-size bottles.
No, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, you just didn't bring them.
I had to ship them to Nashville from Florida.
Send us another full set because I have to have a full bottle of one of these.
Get in a plane and come to Florida. You can drink all you want.
That would be
Here, you're going to get this left over.
It would be a wonderful addition here at the Whiskey House.
Here you go.
Put it up on the wall. So, what's that, like an ounce and a half, Brent? Yeah, this was really good. I would go back to this all day long.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be rating the Found North 18-year Canadian Batch 4 cast strength a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Jeff tell us about our next producer.
Okay, so the next producer
Can we still use, like, Canadian, you know, accents, even though these are not from Canada?
Oh, I was planning on it.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you know, these are like northern distilleries, right?
Yes. It's like right there.
It's almost.
So these are like Canadians that got lost.
Canada adjacent.
Okay. Welcome to Wisconsin.
So Two Soul Spirits is a Florida-based company founded by James Estrada and Chad Civetti. Their mission is a boot to hand-select exceptional, distinctive spirits from top craft distilleries across the U.S. and to be a personal curator of American craft spirits to their customers.
Let me be your personal curator. sounds very British. No, it sounds very British, you know. Yeah, even for American craft spirits, you know.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Let us get you off your line.
Sorry. Tell us about our first one,
Two Soul Spirits.
The first one we're looking at is a 4-year, 4-month Watershed distillery. Watershed is out of Columbus, Ohio, and this is a 61.52 ABV, 123.04 proof. Mash bill is 72% corn, 21% rye, and 7% barley. In looking at this one, it's got a definitive orange to it, orange amber on it. The nose, there was something musty that hit me. It's tried to nail it down, and I think it's musty oak. But I also found baked apples and brown sugar, which thankfully took over that musty oak part. On the palate, I tasted apricots, orange, burnt brown sugar, and mint. And the finish was mint, oak, pepper, and very late into the game, caramel. It had a medium duration.
Yeah, I think there was no caramel. So
you didn't wait long enough.
Yeah. This is a part of the country I know very, very well. My family hails from the west side of Columbus, all throughout Madison, Hamilton County, everybody in Plain City.
In Tennessee, because those indictments last forever.
I just want to say I want to thank all of the Amish for listening to us today. So
on their wooden radio?
Yeah, correct. So... I really hope that...
Jebediah, he's making fun of us again.
Does English.
Yeah. We grew up...
Something in their buggy to listen to on the way to farm to farm.
I'm hoping this is local corn, because if it's local corn, it probably came off one of our farms. So that would be really great. But I was not a fan of this. It was on the nose. It was very abrasive. You picked up on the corn, you know, right away. The palate, it really kind of translated into something that was very young. And, you know, at the same time, I think even if they, you know, age this, you know, another 4 years, I don't really see this kind of coming around. So I would encourage them to change up the mash bill and go with something I think that's going to probably be a bit sweeter. Maybe, you know, add some wheat in the mash bill or cut back on the corn somehow, or add more barley or something. I don't know. It didn't work for me. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah. On the for the nose, I got fruits and flowers right off the bat is what I got, is what my notes are. And then I didn't get any of those apricots, orange blossoms, brown sugar. I got cinnamon, peppermint, leather, and sweet. I got the sweet corn, and that was obviously coming through no matter what.